the day of the tour, right? Cheers now, Rabbi Yossi Moore.
Right, good evening. Last week we discussed about opening bottles, opening bottle tops. There the shaila was about creating a lid. Because you've sort of become a manufacturer on Shabbos. You're producing a lid on Shabbos for the very first time. That was discussed last week. The solutions were very, very simple. Because when it comes to bottles, before Shabbos you can, firstly you can cut and detach the ring from the lid. It's very straightforward. It's one of the jobs that I do on Erev Shabbos. Even when the delivery comes, we're ready to do it. And you can make zocher shem Shabbos lekatcha already during the week, and you can cut, just make a slit. This is very hard. This is a very hard bottle to do it with, but any regular Coca-Cola or any whatever you have is possible to just cut. Be careful, yeah, and you just remove the ring. They made it a bit harder now that it's attached. They made the lid attached to the ring, but then I see if you get with experience, it's very easy to work it out. So the solution is very simple, just do it before Shabbos. And even if you forget to do it before Shabbos, there's a solution just to stab the lid and then open it and then throw away. So the solutions are there, and the shailas, the serious shailas are there as well. So like, you know, you may as well try and be machmir for the machmir. And we know that we mentioned Rav Shlomo Zalman Leibach was makel. But against that, we had many poskim, including Rav Osher Weiss, actually. Rav Osher Weiss is not known as the biggest machmir, and yet he's got a whole tshuva to explain that he doesn't understand the logic behind why there should be, why plastic should be any different. And we mentioned many, many poskim as well. Rav Yashuv said the same, Chaznish, Rav Nosson Karel, The Nusach is many poskim mentioned that there's an issue with opening on Shabbos. That's regarding creating a lid.
Can you open before Shabbos by just removing the ring and leave it closed?
Sure. Once you remove... Once you remove the ring, you've made the lid. So you don't need to actually remove the lid from the bottle, because you've already made this lid that can go on and off. So by removing the ring, or detaching it, that's already a solution to the problem. That's what we do in my house. We do the whole time. Remove the... Obviously, you don't want to open it before Shabbos. You lose the fizz. So you want to keep the lid on. But you want to get around the shaila straightforward.
It's never been opened.
Yeah, so that it doesn't seem to be the problem, because it's been created. Nothing's been done. You've created it. If, let's say you make a shoe. Just imagine you make a shoe. And the shoe, its final touch... When you make the shoe, it's on its, you know, there's a shoe holder or something, right? So you can't even use it as is. You have to take it off. That's just an agav-digger thing you have to take off. If you finish off the shoe while it's on the shoe holder, you'll still be considered makom patush, although it's on the shoe holder. Because once you've finished off that ring, you've finished off the lid while it's on the bottle, it's also considered that I've done it before Shabbos. So I've made the bottle lid before Shabbos, because I've already detached the ring from the lid. So that's
the whole ring, or take a bit of it?
Oh no, you'll have to remove the whole thing in a way that when you open it on Shabbos, you're not doing anything. So if you cut it, I make a slit over here, and then you just remove the whole...
Basically, you open it and close it.
Well, you don't know. No, what we're saying...
It removes itself on the ring.
Well, you don't want to open the lid, because you don't want to lose that...
No, just turn it a couple of times, and automatically that will get away.
Well, not even that. Sorry, let me make it very, very clear. A lot of people do not want to even turn the ring, the lid at all. You don't want to turn it at all. You don't want the gas to touch at all. The solution to that is very straightforward. You just remove the ring, you cut it a bit, you get a bit of experience on it, it's very easy, and you remove it. It's desperate. You either take it off or just detach it in a way that when you're on Shabbos, you're just taking it out without the ring. That's absolutely fine.
The same applies to metal.
I find it extremely difficult. I can't detach it. So now, metal, I can open it. Yes.
You turn it a few times.
It's exactly. So we'll open it. Yeah. Even that's pretty much called opening it. So it, a lot of times with fizz, you don't want to open it. The solution is leave it where it is and just remove it. Garbage is not a problem, because you can open it before Shabbos and you won't lose any fizz. So that's very important. Again, it's a shaila which is very close to heart, because again, it's one of the severe shailas we went through it last time, and it's because the solution is so easy and it's not even teasing. It's not such a big job. So that was the point over there. Whereas when it comes to cans, it's a completely different shayla. We're not talking about making a lid. Well, not, there's no lids being made. You're just taking it, picking up the ring, which pushes the area down and thereby makes an opening to a can. So you're not, what are you making? If anything, you're making a can. Interesting, some places can say that it was, although it was a keli initially, then they filled it up with Coca-Cola, and then they clamped it, and now you make a new opening. So the Chazon Ish understood that that is called, you've made a can. Although it was a can already, but you've opened it in a different area, it's called a guf otum. Guf otum means that once you have a keli, which the keli is now locked, it's blocked, it's not in its open state, and then you now open it in a different area, that's called as if you've made the keli. Just imagine, if you make a toothpick, you take a bit of wood and you make a toothpick, that's called making a toothpick. So too, when you take a keli, which was a can, but then it was blocked, and now you make it into another can, you make it into a can in a different way, that's called as if you've made the can. It's an interesting way of looking at it. The Chazon Ish, the Rav Shlomo Zalman, has a kasha on that. Very interesting kasha. It's very interesting from tefillin. It says that if a tefillin is found in a same room as a mace, Rahman al-Islam, that we know that all the kelim in the room, all the kelim in the room would become tummy. Any kelim would have to put him, it would become tummy. And he says, what's the halacha if there's tefillin in the same room as a mace? Would the tefillin become tummy? And the Rambam says it does. So, you see that it's got a shame keli, even while it's closed. What's the Chazon Ish saying that when you have a keli which is closed, it's not got a din kli? And then when you open it again, you've made a keli. Shlomo Zalman questions the Chazon Ish. That when you have tefillin, it's got a shame keli while it's closed. If the Chazon Ish was right that when you have a keli which is blocked and it's stacked and it's you need to sort of a proper psicha, if the Chazon Ish is right to say that it's not called a din kli, and then when you open it, it's got, you made it into a keli, why should tefillin become tummy? It's an interesting halach yelich that was going on, and someone to be matcha the raya, tefillin. Chazon Ish says clearly that it loses the shame keli, and then when you open it, oh, that's a Rufal Tain is against that. Shlomo Zalman is a container from tefillin, because tefillin, very good, because tefillin, it's as stumptious is when it's closed. The way you drink a Coca-Cola bottle is not when it's closed, it's when it's open. So look, you can see this, the Torahs go on and on. I'll tell you something, I don't do justice for this topic at all. I'm just telling you now, straight away. Anyone wants to hear a shtickle Torah on this, it goes on and on and on this topic. I just want to take the Tamsis Advarim, specifically how Rabbi Fat looked at it. I'm just going to go straight to it because there's other things I want to discuss, and it's taka endless topic. The nekuda I want to make mention is that, firstly, number one is, it's not the shiloh of the tops. It's a different shayla of asiyas guf otum. It's called a guf otum. When you have something which is closed again, opening it up again, is that considered as if you've made it? Just a simple question. Is that as if you made a keli? Or do you say no? It's already made it, and it doesn't lose the shame keli. That's a dry machlokes between Chazon Ish and Shlomo Zalman Oibach. So that's not point one to consider, which the Chazon Ish holds would be a bit of a problem. Rav Eliashiv came along and said that you've got a problem of mechatech. That means you're cutting to size, although it's already set in the top of the can. How are you going to crack it in? Crack it open. But the fact is that you've cut it to size, which some poskim are cholik on that, and they say there's no problem. Rav Falk also didn't have a problem with mechatech for various reasons. And there's another issue of asiyas pesach. All these things are just complicated points. I want to tell you what Rav Falk's thoughts were. That when it comes to, he took a very interesting approach. He said with the small cans, he said they're better than the big cans. You know this, you can get small cans of 250 mils, and then you can get the regular, I call it the regular size cans of 330 mil, maybe 333 or 330. The 330 normal cans that you go to, the most popular ones, those ones are typically sometimes, you know, it's quite a lot to get through for some people, and sometimes you get through three quarters of it and you leave the rest in the fridge. He didn't like that. He said that could be considered, if you're choshesh for the Chazon Ish, that could be considered as if you're storing, that it's normal to store the drink inside the can. Whereas when it comes to the small ones, he said it's very, very not popular to do that. And therefore he allowed you to take a small can and open it and empty it out or drink it straight away. As an interesting thought, let me just explain to you why he said that. When it comes to a regular can, because it's normal to some... for a lot of people, they would store it to get through a bit. Because it's normal to store, therefore, even if you empty it, the whole thing out and drink the whole thing out, it's still considered as if you've made a can, because a lot of people do use it to store. It's a quite interesting svara, and it's based on the chaznish again. It's again all based on the chaznish. Whereas when it comes to a small can, everyone agrees if you make a can, but you've made it to empty it out straight away, then even the chaznish himself writes that the guf otam is not a problem. This guf otam business that we're saying you're making a can would only be a problem if you make the can to actually use to hold the contents in. But everyone's going to agree if it's the normal thing to open it and then empty out straight away, even the chaznish agrees it's not a problem. The guf otam doesn't become a problem. The guf otam only becomes a problem when it's normal to store things inside. Therefore, he took this approach. When it comes to a small can, it's not the regular thing. Obviously, you find a few people that only have a half a small can and they keep the rest in the fridge. But a lot of people, it's like a sip. And therefore, it's very popular to just finish off, empty it, you pour it out. So then he didn't have a problem with Asiyas Pesach, because you haven't made anything, you're going to throw it out, that's fine. Where the problem starts with all these things, whether it's the lid, because the lid also, if it was the derech to open it and then throw the lid, no one's going to have a problem with that either, because you made it and it's just going in the bin. The problem starts when you make something and it's normal to use. It's a very interesting concept. So therefore, that was his approach. It's quite interesting fact that when it comes to a small one, he was okay with it to open it, either drink it straight away or pour it out. When it comes to a regular one, he didn't really like the idea of bichlal. Even if you plan to empty it out straight away, he said the fact is you've made a can, which according to the, again, Shemizam will zikha be okay with it, but according to the chazan, it should be an issue. It's a bit of a softer shayla than the shayla. You have, you know, quite a few svaras when it comes to cans, more to be makel than when it comes to a lid. But at the end of the day, is one of these shaylas that you...
whatever way it is, you open a can, you have to pour it out.
That's what it seems. The only shaila is, Rabbi Falk will tell you that it's going to be a bit of a problem opening a regular can if you are, even if you're going to empty it out, because the ma'aseh, it's the norm to sometimes store half the can or a quarter of the can inside. He wasn't so keen on it. The solution, see, the problems with cans, I tell you what the problem with cans is, that the solutions are not there. What are you going to do? You can't, to stab it at the bottom, obviously the solution is, you can stab it at the bottom and then open it. They're okay with that, because now you've made it, it's not a normal thing to use. That would be okay, but it's highly not practical. You're going to take a knife and stab at the bottom. You can do it, but it's not geschmack to do it. You can do that to a can, that's definitely okay, according to everyone. But the problem is not the solutions that you have with the bottles, you don't have so much with the cans, although the shayla is a bit softer. Okay, so I do not do justice to the shayla at all, because it really needs, I think it needs an hour to go through each point, Asiyas Pesach and Guf Otam. Just to take the main shayla over here, it seems to be, Guf Otam seems to be the shayla of the Chazanish. Chazanish had a chiddush, when you block up a keli, and now you want to make it into a keli again, by opening a different opening, he said, that's called making a keli. That was his yesoid. Rav Shlomo Zalman was chaylik on it for various reasons. There's tainas against holich yelich backwards and forwards. That was the point number one. The other point to consider is that even if you're going to be machmir on the shayla, which a lot of poskim are, it's only if you do it in a way that's normal to store, to keep on storing, like a big can or a bottle top, where it's normal, even if you decide not to, but it's a normal thing to store. A half a can, open my fridge, you see the kids come home with the cans, they only get through half of it, even the adults, and then they like to store it a half, they don't like to get through all that sugar in one go, so you keep the other half for another time. It's pretty normal to keep at least a third of the can for another time. Next shayla, can I throw a few other shaylas? By the way, a beer bottles are absolutely no problem at all. You can just imagine. You haven't got any shaylas at all. You're not making a lid. The lid is taka. You're not detaching anything in there by making a lid. You're not making the bottle. There's no shaylas at all. Bichlal, with opening beer bottles, is absolutely no problem. Medicine bottles, by the way, would have the same issues as the can, because again, you're snapping it off and thereby making a lid. You've got the same shaylas. Maybe for choler, you might be able to sometimes rely on other coolers, but obviously you can get it from a non-Jewish person. That's obviously the best way. Next, what's this? That's interesting. We discussed this once before about the ketchup to remove. Yeah, that's an interesting chumrah. That's a very interesting chumrah. I'll mention it now. Because Rabbi Simcha mentioned it, I think it's a very, Rabbi Falk had very strong feelings about this shayla. He held its mamash a real, real serious shayla. And that is not such a common one, but you can have it. Or people, you know, you have a ketchup bottle, where for the first time, if you want to use a ketchup, how do? You have to unscrew the lid, and then you have to remove that paper. And then you put the lid back on. Right? Sorry?
Not yogurt.
Like
yogurt.
Yogurt?
Why yogurt?
No,
very different to yogurt, sorry. No, because what the Shaila, potential Shaila Befalk was saying is that when you take off the paper, now you're taking the lid and you're doing a screwing action, and for the very first time you've made this ketchup bottle, a new ketchup bottle that's going to be there forever. Meaning, when you open this bottle, then when you close it, it's not going to stay on forever. It's either going to come off, going to come on. Here, it's become one part of the keli. Let me just explain a bit better. You've made a keli out of two components. You've got a ketchup bottle, where the ketchup bottle's function is only functionable when it's got the lid on. So the lid together with the bottle becomes this new type of the keli, which is used to pour ketchup out of it. So it's very different to your bottle top, where you're not even using the lid to pour out.
What you say now, the bottle, when it's empty, can you put the lid on?
So that's discussed about that. They discuss it because you don't have kavanah for it. That's absolutely fine. He had a different issue. I think it's a completely different shayla. It needs its own akdoma. Why he held as a problem. Let me just move on to just throw a few different shaylas, just completely random. Someone had a shayla, he wants to go to America to daven by the Lubavitch Rebbe's oihel, and they have an interesting minhag, by the way, that you knock on the door before you go in, and you take off your shoes, and there's another inyan to write a petek to the Rebbe that he should send a yeshua. And the shayla is, can you write, or even say to a mace, that you should tour if in Shemayim? That's interesting. Mr. Brewer clearly holds as a problem, the last one. When you get to knocking on the door and taking off the shoes, if it's bedarach kavod, there doesn't seem to be much of an issue. The issue seems to be the writing to a mace, having a dialogue with a mace, speaking to a mace, asking the mace that you should be made as Yosha, is Mr. Brewer clearly holds the problem. Rosh Hashanah, Tovkuf Pei Aleph, he clearly says the problem. So they asked Mechas Yitzchak, someone asked Mechas Yitzchak, I'm going to the Chasam Sefer's Keva, and I want to write a kvittel, a petek. I want to write a petek that he should be made as Yosha. And the Mechas Yitzchak says, yes, according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's taka big problem. However, there's many places which are cholek, and he said, if you want to be mekel, he could be mekel. So that's interesting how it plays out. Someone told me, very interesting, that he was by Radin, and he was by the Chasam Sefer, and in Radin, by the Chavetz Chaim, he's also by the Chasam Sefer, and in Radin, by the Chavetz Chaim, practically speaking, there's no place for kvitla. And he said he wonders if it reflects back onto the psak of the Mishnah Berurah, that Mishnah Berurah held is very clear. He doesn't mince his words at all. Mechas Yitzchak also understood the Chavetz Chaim that you're not allowed to have a petah, you're not even allowed to talk to the mace at all. It says tzaddik, you're davening to Hashem b'schus the mace that's nearby. On the Maisa, Chasam Sefer, others are mekel. So if a person wants to be mekel, plenty of other geshmak hashad wants to mention. We're already running out of time. Mr. Hashem, next week. Go.
Another medic. Once they write the petek, I saw one. Once there, you tear it up. Why?
Yeah.
You tear the petek and throw it in dry.